Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, on this Friday, $205,982,000 now in that lockbox. Amazing.
Well, David, we're on the way because we have the greatest audience in the whole world and because the people who are listening are part of an association. And that association's very informal, but it is that we all believe that we have to have what we're getting and that we will continue to do that. Now, nothing is permanent. It is all very tenuous. It is only dependent on our ability to band together and to say we're not going to let this radio station down. And if everybody puts a little something in, we'll make it. And if they don't, well, then that'll be the end of it. But I know that in the past, we've always made it. We're ahead of the game right now. If everybody does something today, we'll make it. But time is growing short. And David, while I'm on the subject of information, I want to just say that between yesterday and the day before, I had several people come up to me and say, how come you're not writing for the Berkshire Eagle anymore? I look for your column there. Well, that's because I moved over to the Berkshire Edge. That's theberkshireedge.com. You have to get it online. And every Saturday, and I believe every Tuesday, I'll be there, theberkshireedge.com. Go ahead. I'm sorry, David.
Well, and it is about information and the information that is coming out that we're learning this morning from the Associated Press. Three House committees have released dozens of texts between U.S. diplomats and Ukraine discussing how to handle a response to President Donald Trump's demands that the country launch an investigation into Joe Biden's family. The release follows an almost 10-hour interview with former Ukrainian envoy Kurt Volker. Volker provided the text messages. Seems like there certainly is even more evidence now that this was a tit-for-tat in terms of providing military support for help with muddying Biden.
It's quid pro quo. You know, the president of the United States stands up, David, on the lawn of the White House and encourages China, with whom we are doing business every day and who has everything to gain or lose by that relationship with the president. He encourages China to open an investigation, too. This is all about setting up a false facade, saying Biden, 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 crook, 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 crook. It doesn't work. And what's happening, of course, is that our international traders, the people like China, people like the Ukraine, all have a great deal to win or lose by satisfying this president. We know it now. So he's up to his old tricks. There's a movie now, The Joker. This guy's the Joker. This is what he does. And he does it again and again and again. And after a while, people are inured to it. They say, this is just who he is. This is what he does. No, it's very serious. And it is the basis of an impeachment charge. If you encourage our international traders, T-R-A-D-E-R-S, to comply with what is basically nonsense in order to get something for themselves, you've really got a quid pro quo, and that is the basis for an impeachment, and the sooner the better.
Then you have the Republicans.
Yeah, you know, this is extraordinary information. Every day it gets worse for the president. And there sit the Republicans in the United States Senate, not nary a peep. Hey, if you were them, there are two choices. Be a good American, be a person of conscience, and stand up and say, this is a bunch of nonsense. Or you can just say, my reelection is more important than anything, and I'm scared. And that seems to be what's happening.
Well, there's another whistleblower, Alan, and this is an exclusive in the Washington Post today. IRS whistleblower is said to have reported concerns that Treasury appointee attempted to interfere in audit of Trump or Pence. The IRS official who filed the complaint told the Post that he's alarmed by recent attacks on government whistleblowers.
Well, he should be. Here's the president of the United States. I demand to know who the whistleblower is. He's getting a little crazy about that whole thing. And now another whistleblower comes and says, there are compulsory audits of the president and the vice president. This is the way we do it in this country. And there are political people who are trying to interfere in those audits. That is not right. We don't do it that way. We shouldn't do it that way, but it does happen.
Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi is saying just that. I'm very worried about the whistleblower's safety.
And, well, she should be. When you get a powerful man like the president of the United States saying, I demand to know who that is. Well, an awful lot of people do know who it is. That word gets out and something terrible could happen. And we don't want that in the worst way. And then you have a president who would be at arm's length from something that might happen and say, oh, I had nothing to do with it.
Finally, Hong Kong leader bans masks and hardening stance on protests. A lot of people are not happy in Hong Kong.
Well, yeah. You know, David, when you have an autocratic regime, when you have a dictatorship, which is what the Chinese are, you know the end is inevitable. We remember Tiananmen as if it were yesterday, a terrible carnage. And if all else fails here, they can ban the masks, they can do this, that, and claim everything is, quote, terrorism. That's pretty funny coming from them. In the end, they have incredible power here, and I am worried for the people of Hong Kong. And I have to say, I have such admiration for their ability. I don't think it's an easy thing to do. One fears for their lives, their children, their occupations, and it cannot be very easy for anyone.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, and to all those who we admire that can find it in their hearts to support the station they love at WAMC.org.
We got to do it, David. We just got to do it. It is where we live, as I've said so many times. Either we do it or we can't. But I know we can do it if everybody just says, hey, that's me. I got to put something in today, and I will. You know what you do? You go to WAMC.org, or you wait till 9 o'clock and you make a phone call to 1-800-323-9262, or you put something in the mail. Lots of ways to do it, but let's get it done, folks. Let's get it done. And by the way, our mailing address is 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
And you too, David. You deserve it. You work hard.